This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Tomorrow, of course, the big statewide primary to choose the Democratic nominee for governor. That person to run against Republican Bob McDonnell for the governor's mansion here. The election is in November. So if you are a registered Democrat, don't forget to get out and vote. Tomorrow, one of those three nominees joins me on the long line. Brian Moran is seeking the Democratic nomination. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Coy. Nice to be with you. This is probably at least a half a dozen times I've been on your show, maybe more, and it's a pleasure. I was just in Charlottesville on Saturday.
I heard about
Walking the mall, trolling for votes.
There you go. What are you hearing from folks when you're out and about across the state?
I've received a very positive response. I mean, I'll tell you, the polls are all over the place and very volatile. And I remember very well how Doug Wilder used to say, you know, the only poll that counts is the one on election day. And I tell you, it appears to be a three-person race. We're all hustling. I went right into Charlottesville on Saturday, walked the mall, and, you know, every vote, I picked up several as I walked around. We talked issues, which is, you know, I really enjoy doing that. I wouldn't be in public service if I didn't enjoy interacting with people and hearing their stories, and we did that, and a lot of folks said, all right, well, I'm voting for you, and so it's, you know, it's each and every vote is just critical at this late hour.
Yeah, and I will say, we're talking with Brian Moran, and the phone lines are open if you got a question, 977-1070, and I will say, Brian, just as a personal anecdote, a lot of people get into politics. Some people love to talk about politics, and some people really enjoy talking policy, and I think you're one of the policy guys who just really enjoys talking about that kind of thing.
I do. I enjoy the challenges. You know, there's very few times do you have a silver bullet or, you know, an answer is so black and white. Typically, it somewhere lies in the middle, and that's what's important, to try to find consensus on an issue, and there are so many challenges ahead with the economy and transportation and the environment that, you know, we need to come together. And I look forward to all of us coming together after this election, but then also over the next 4 years. This is a critical time in Virginia's history, and I certainly want to have the opportunity to partner with this wonderful president and continue to move Virginia forward.
We're talking with Brian Moran, a Democratic candidate for the Democratic nomination for governor. The statewide Democratic primary is tomorrow. If you're a registered Democrat, do not forget to make time to get to the polls. So, Brian, remind us now.
If I could just amend that for a moment.
Sure thing.
Hate to correct you, but you don't have a registration in Virginia, so actually any registered voter can tomorrow. You don't have to be a registered Democrat. Actually, anyone. Any registered voter can vote. It's an open primary.
That's right. Virginia has open primaries. Yep. My fault there. Brian, remind us of your story. Now, you've shared that before on this program, but here the day before the primary is an opportune time to remind folks a little bit about where you're from and your past and your family and all that.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity, Coy. The political journey began 15 years ago. I was a prosecutor in Arlington County, and I became friends with Mark Warner politically, and then his wife and I served on a Stop Child Abuse Now board. And I was involved in my city, the United Way, and a lot of community organizations I was very involved with. My local civic association, I wrote the bylaws for the ordinance. But and Mark encouraged me to run for the House of Delegates, and so I did. And then that was 1995. And then in 2001, my peers chose me to serve as their caucus leader, which allowed me to travel the Commonwealth recruiting, supporting Democratic candidates. And, of course, it allowed me also to work very closely with Mark Warner and Tim Kaine. And, of course, having that experience, I think, distinguishes me in this race. So that's, you know, my career public service and politically. But well before that, I'm the family of seven kids, the youngest. And we didn't have a whole lot growing up. The family station wagon was towed out of the driveway when my father lost his job, and we didn't have much. But I share that story because I know a lot of families today are going through very struggling times in Virginia, and I think I'm very empathetic with the situation they find themselves, because I know in our family we didn't have a whole lot, and We really struggled to put food on the table, and we all began working at an early age. I began bagging groceries at the age of 14 and mowing lawns before that, and put myself through college and law school. So college affordability is a big issue to me, too, to make sure that we extend, we make sure that college tuition is affordable so that everyone has the opportunity for a education. And so, that's the background. I enjoyed prosecuting very much, but I've very much enjoyed the opportunity to serve in such a distinguished legislature as Virginia's. And certainly as a Democratic leader, I had the opportunity to work very closely with Mark and Tim. And that's why I'm just so passionate about making sure that we build on what Mark and Tim have started, you know, whether it's early childhood education or pre-K and reforming our mental health laws or protecting our environment. You know, in this race, there's a lot of distinctions between myself and my opponents, and one of them is on the environment. You know, I have two young children now, an eighth, third grader and a first grader, and I really believe it's incumbent upon us to be good stewards of our environment. And so I have taken the position that I oppose offshore drilling. I'm the only one with that position to oppose offshore drilling. I truly believe we can put windmills off the coast of Virginia Beach, and those windmills will be produced right here in Virginia with Virginia labor. We can create jobs and protect our environment. I'm also the only one who opposes the coal-fired power plant in Surrey, Virginia, which is very close to the Chesapeake Bay. It would dump tons of new pollutants into the Chesapeake Bay at a time when we're spending millions of taxpayer dollars trying to clean it up. So, we'll create jobs in Surrey through developing a clean energy system, weatherizing homes and retrofitting buildings and researching clean alternatives. So I'm confident we can create those jobs, strengthen our economy, and protect the Chesapeake Bay and our environment.
We're talking with Brian Moran, a candidate for the Democratic nomination for governor. The statewide primary is tomorrow, and the phone lines are open. If you've got a question for Brian, it's 977-1070. Greg's been waiting patiently on line two.
Hey.
Greg, you're on with Brian Moran. You go right ahead.
Hey, Brian Moran. How are you? I'm Greg Quinn. I used to bag groceries at 14 as well. I'm afraid of is that in trying to provide for the masses, the individual and individual liberty is getting lost. And I feel like government is getting too involved in the individual at the state, local, and federal level. And I would like to see a smaller government and see Democrats shoot for smaller government and be less involved in the individual. I just feel personally that the government meddles too much in my business, and I fear for our right to the Second Amendment. And I think the Constitution is being redefined. I don't think our founding fathers really would like what the current administration in the White House is doing. Just a comment from you, please.
Thanks, Greg. Well, I think Virginia has struck a very good balance with respect to individual liberties and government services. There are some services that the government is best to function. I mean, certainly police protection, I think we would all agree. Public health. When the swine flu rose, everybody said, well, where's our public health? Where's the government? You know, things like that. And also education. You know, who's going to educate our masses? And, something so vitally important to our future. So there are things that the government can and best do. Transportation's another one, to make sure we have roads and bridges that are safe for our traveling public. So, and I think Virginia's, we have a good track record in balancing those liberties, individual liberties, with respect to government intervention. We're the best managed state in the nation. We are the best state to do business. The best state for a child's lifetime success. So I would like to continue in the tradition of Mark Warner and Tim Kaine. Let me, Greg, one other issue on that. Those are some of the things that government does and does well, like I don't know about transportation. We could do that a whole lot better. But education, public safety. While I was in the legislature, I sponsored legislation creating the Office of Faith-Based Services to respond to Hurricane Isabel. whole lot of churches wanted to help the victims of Isabel, but there was no way to facilitate that assistance. You know, they wanted to send blankets and water and food, and there was no entity that would coordinate that effort. So I created with Governor Kane the Office of Faith-Based Services. What I'm thinking of using that is to assist our nonprofit communities, because you're right in that, you know, some things are better done not with government bureaucracy, but rather through nonprofit organizations. I come from a nonprofit background. I volunteered and served on boards for nonprofits, and nonprofits are able to provide services that are essential to the community in a lot of ways. You know, I'm thinking of reentry programs, the homeless, the poverty, and you know, I would like to use that Office of Faith-Based Services maybe to coordinate the delivery of services better through our ecumenical community in our nonprofit community, to leverage grant funding to provide our nonprofit communities more assistance so that they can provide those services. I think they can do it more efficiently and less expensively to taxpayers, which obviously is a concern. So if we can do those services more efficiently and effectively through the nonprofit community, I really want to explore that as governor.
Greg, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. We got a phone line open at 977-1070. We're talking with Brian Moran. He is a candidate for the Democratic nomination for governor. The statewide primary is tomorrow. Polls open at what, Brian? 7?
6 a.m.
6 a.m.
6 a.m. to 7 p.m., any registered voter. And the same polling place where you pull the lever for Barack Obama in the fall. and I'd suggest, you know, Coy, some folks are saying this might be a low turnout. And, you know, all politics is local. We did make history in November and elected Barack Obama. But now, you know, we need a governor who will partner with Barack Obama to make sure we deliver services efficiently and effectively right here in Virginia. And I want to be that governor. So this is an important primary tomorrow. And, of course, will be a very important election in November as well. So obviously encouraging the folks to get out and vote and visit my website, brianmoran.com. There, I already mentioned offshore drilling and the coal plant, but there are other issues that are very important to voters, that, and there are distinctions between myself and my opponents. And I would welcome scrutiny of my 20-year record and my vision for Virginia. You have a lot of plans with respect to health care, to enroll every single Virginia child in health care, and in a seniors program to assist our seniors stay at home and live with dignity and respect and comfort of their own home, that with in-home health care services. And so also as a small business person, I've actually operated a business and hired people in Virginia, and I really want to promote small businesses. You know, I was on that mall on Saturday, for instance, and all across Virginia, whether you're in Bristol on Main Street in Bristol, Virginia, or Granby Street in Norfolk, or Broad Street in Richmond, it's real important to keep those small businesses open. I want to keep the doors of the stores on Main Street open. And they're the lifeblood of local communities, wherever you go. And I've been to every town and city in Virginia. And it's so important to be able to drive downtown and see shops that are vibrant, they're open, they're doing business. They're the lifeblood of our communities. And I really want to promote small business in Virginia. And I'll do that for Charlottesville as well.
Brian Moran, before we let you go, any final words, perhaps what you would like voters to keep in mind tomorrow, those who do vote in this primary? What do you want them to keep in mind tomorrow when they pull that curtain and go into the voting booth?
There are brighter days ahead. The times are struggling right now, but I'm very bullish on where we can take Virginia. I'm confident we can protect our environment and create thousands of green energy jobs by developing a clean energy system. You know, we're very well positioned to take advantage of our proximity to Washington, D.C., and, of course, the port of Hampton Roads. And the wonderful, you know, I have so much enjoyed this campaign, the people you meet, the places you go. I just had such an enjoyable time walking the mall in Charlottesville that I just ask people for the opportunity. I will work each and every day. I've worked so hard to win this race. I'm not going to waste a day as your governor. I'm going to continue in the tradition of Mark Warner and Tim Kaine. I worked alongside them over the last 8 years to make critical investments in education and mental health reform and early childhood education. That's the type of governor I'm going to be, and I would ask people for their support tomorrow.
Brian Moran, thank you for joining us, and good luck tomorrow. Appreciate it, Brian.
Well, Always a pleasure to be on. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.